Among the delegates at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia is Dolores Huerta, a member of the California delegation and a board member of People for the American Way. In 1962, she co-founded the National Farm Workers Association with Cesar Chavez, which later became the National Farm Workers Union. Dolores Huerta says the economy is among the most important issues facing the nation this election year.
Many of the issues that the Sanders campaign put forward and are part of the platform committee, giving our college students a break on the college tuition. I think the platform committee came out with a platform of anybody making $125,000 or less, that their students will be able to, their children will be able to have free tuition. Of course, we're talking about improvements on the Obamacare, making that easier and more affordable for people. It's one of the big issues, raising the minimum wage, equal pay for women, of course, is a big, important issue. And I think another big one that really people don't focus on too much is that in terms of our labor unions, because we know with the Republicans pushing right to work, it's making it very difficult for labor unions to organize. And, of course, raising the minimum wage, which we know Donald Trump is against, and Democrats are very much in favor of raising the minimum wage for everyone. So these are just a few of them. Of course, the environmental issues are really important, the issues of global warming, which we know affect everybody.
What are the issues facing farm workers in this election year? You mentioned the minimum wage, a few other work-related issues.
Well, farm workers have a lot of issues that unfortunately cannot be really fixed at the national level. And the reason I say this is because some of the issues like having the right to organize could get that under the National Labor Relations Act, which they were left out of back in 1933. Including farm workers today would make it possible for farm workers to organize in other states outside of California, where we do have collective bargaining contracts, but in the other states they don't. So that would be a possibility.
Yesterday was something of a divisive day for the party. The Bernie Sanders supporters were somewhat angry at the leaked emails, etc. Are you confident the party can unify in time to win the election?
I think so. I just have to say my own experience as part of the California delegation. We had a huge contingent of Bernie supporters in our delegation that were somewhat unruly during the convention. But after Elizabeth Warren spoke, after Bernie Sanders spoke, many of them came up to me, and we were hugging each other. And I think the majority of them are going to come around. I think people are still feeling some pain, after the loss of their candidate for the presidency. We know that maybe some will not come around, but I think the majority of them definitely will, especially, I believe, the older ones. And the ones I was speaking about specifically were some of the younger people that came up to me afterwards. And although it was contentious during the convention itself, they seemed to be more amenable.
How has the United Farm Workers as an organization evolved over the years? You were a co-founder of the organization. How has it changed from when the organization started to where it is today?
I'm not with the union anymore, so they have a spokesperson who is their president, Arturo Rodriguez. The one thing I can say that I was at their convention that they just had, and one of the bright spots that I saw is that they are doing a more international work now. They're working with people in Mexico, with farm workers in Mexico, with some of the coffee cooperatives, and actually going even internationally. And I think that is a new wave. And of course, I know of another thing that they're doing that's different than when Cesar Chavez and I were there, and that is that they have a huge project again. I believe both national and international, what they call fair food, that those growers that treat the workers fairly, that they're environmentally carefully, that they can get a label called fair food. And so that would mean that not not limited to people that have a collective bargaining agreement, but people that also are able to meet some of these other criteria that consumers and the farm workers that are treated fairly on the farms, that everybody would be able to say, okay, this is a company that we can support and we can buy their food.
Dolores Huerta is a co-founder of the National Farm Workers Union with Cesar Chavez and is now on the board of People for the American Way. She is also president of the Dolores Huerta Foundation for Grassroots Organizing. She spoke to WAMC from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.